Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoteichi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Le'elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. These words are quite familiar to us. We say them twice a day at the conclusion of Kriyat Shema. And as the last pasuk of Parshas Shelach, it may still be echoing in our heads. What does Ani Hashem Elokeichem mean? Rashi explains, Ani Hashem Neman L'Shalim Shchar Elokeichem Neman L'Hipara. In other words, Shchar V'Onesh, a sense of accountability for all that we do. The pasuk contains an obvious redundancy. The phrase Ani Hashem Elokeichem appears twice, once at the beginning of the pasuk and again at the end of the pasuk. Why does the Torah repeat it a second time? Rashi addresses this as well. Rashi writes the following: Lama Nemar, Od Lama Nemar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem a second time, Shelo Yomru Yisrael, so that Kal Yisrael not say, Mipnei Ma Omar Hamokom. What's the point of the mitzvahs? That we should do them and receive reward. So, as far as we're concerned, we won't observe mitzvahs and we won't have to get reward. No. You have no choice. The pasuk is teaching us that when it comes to avodas Hashem, we cannot opt out. The playing field is open. The rules of the game are fixed. We are all players, whether we actively choose to be involved or not. I think that this is a message that is worth reflecting on as we approach the summer break, a period of Bein Hazmanim. During the year, when we're in yeshiva, immersed in a routine, in a regular routine, it's far easier to live with the constant awareness of Ayin Roeh, Ozen Shomas, V'chol Ma'asecha, V'sefer Nechtavim. When we depart from a rigorous structure, especially during the summer months, a period of vacation, a good few weeks of downtime, it can be tempting to flirt with the idea. More often it's a thought that we harbor subconsciously but don't want to fully admit to, that we can afford to be a little lax in our shmiras and mitzvahs, that we can lower our standards. And this can play out in many areas. For example, with regard to tefillah, things like davening bizman, davening b'tzibur with a minyan, with regard to Talmud Torah, setting aside time every day to learn, in terms of our social interactions, the way that we speak, avoiding nivul peh, lashon hara. When our guard is down, it's easy to slip. The summer brings with it many challenges that relate to maintaining standards of kedusha, avoiding interactions and situations that would compromise these standards, v'hamev and yavin. That is the takeaway message of the Torah's repeating Ani Hashem Elokeichem. There is no opting out. There is no time that's not part of the framework of Avodas Hashem, of Shchar V'Onesh. Still and all, not all seasons are created equal. The avoda of Bein Hazmanim is not the same as that of Chodesh Elul or other times of the year. On many levels, there is much that a Ben Torah can gain by the change of routine, by the change of venue afforded by a Bein Hazmanim. Of course, there are opportunities for chesed that are not as readily available during the year. In terms of Torah and avoda, vacation time helps us assimilate what we've gained in the previous month. This idea is alluded to by Chazal with regard to the spacing breaks in the Torah. Some are shorter, some are longer, parshiyos psuchos, Parshios Tumos. What is their significance? Rashi tells us, beginning of Parshios Vayikra, Ma hayu ha'afsakos mishamshos, uten revach, l'moshe, l'zbonein, bein parsha l'parsha, uben inyan l'inyan. The goal of a break is to help consolidate what has come before, which allows us to proceed ahead. Baruch Hashem, hopefully, all of us had a successful Zman in terms of our learning. Many of us were Messiah Mesichtis, Meseches Beitzah, Meseches Kedushin, wonderful accomplishments. However, whatever amount we were zochet to learn over the year, whether a great deal or just a little, Echad Hamarbe ve'Echad Hamamit, needs internalization for us in order for it to have a kiyum. How do we make a real kinyan on something? Something that we learned by internalizing it through Chazara. And the relaxed environment of a Bein HaZmanim can afford us the opportunity to do it. This is also true for locking in other milestones in Avodas Hashem, levels that we hopefully reached over the course of the many months, going back, if you will, to Kabbalahs that we made last Yom Noraim season. The Bein HaZmanim, the break, gives us an opportunity to make it that much real for ourselves. When we're out of the mode of rush, from one thing to another, from one class to another, and we're away from the rigorous structure of the year, we have more time to reflect, more time for thought, and for a subsequent tweaking of those kabbalos that we set upon for ourselves. All of what I've just said should be quite obvious to every Ben Torah, to all of us here. But that's only part of the picture. Allow me to add another profound layer to this dynamic. It's not just that Bein HaZmanim reinforces what we've achieved during the year. That would suggest that our main growth in Avodas Hashem is about what happens during the rigors of the Zman. While vacation time is something of a tafel, albeit an essential and indispensable tafel, the reality is that how we spend our Bein HaZmanim defines and sets a trajectory for our Hatzlacha for the rest of the year. And in this sense, the relationship between the Zman and the Bein HaZmanim is mutually reinforcing. The Pasuk tells us at the end of Parshas Korach, the Livnei Levi, Hine Nasati Komaser B'Yisrael L'Nachala, The Torah tells us that the Levim were awarded the Maestros in exchange for their service in the Beis HaMikdash. A few psukim later, the Torah associates this with the fact that the Levim did not get their own share in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Yes Maser B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yarim L'Hashem Truma, Nasati L'Levim L'Nachala, Al Kein Amarti L'Hem, This connection is made even more clear in Parshas Ekev, where the Pasuk says as follows, Al Kain, Lohoya, Lulevi, Chelik, Venachala, in Echav, Hashem, Hu Nachalaso, Kashadiber, Hashem, Elokechalo. Rashi there explains the following, Al Kain, Lohoya, Lulevi, Chelik, Lfi, Shohubdulu, Laavodas, Mizbeach, The Einon Penuyim Lacharos Velizroa. Since Shevet Levi's time was earmarked for Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they were not available to plow and to plant and to work the land. Hashem Hu Nachalaso, says Rashi, no to pras mizuman mi Beis HaMelech. So he receives his portion directly from the king's house, from the king's palace. Rav Meir Simcha the Meshech Chachma points out something remarkable. How often did a Levi, or a Kohen for that matter, have to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash tells us that the Levim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, with each Mishmar serving for a week at a time. Each Mishmar would be subdivided into smaller units called Batei Avos, according to the days of the week. If so, it would seem that each individual Levi would be on duty in the Beis HaMikdash approximately once every 6 months, a grand total of about 2 days a year. And because of this, the Torah didn't give them a separate share of real estate in Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand. Would they really be unavailable to work the land for all those remaining days when they were off duty? So we learn from here an incredible insight. In order for the Levim to perform to their maximum potential during those 2 days of the year, it was necessary for them to be relieved from the stresses and responsibilities associated with owning a share in Eretz Yisrael. The Levim were immersed in Avodas Hashem all year long, as the Pasuk tells us in Zos HaBracha, Yoru Mishpatach Yaakov, their minds and their hearts were devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they brought all of that passion and devotion and commitment into those 2 days when they were on active duty in the Beis HaMikdash. Just as when you watch a professional athlete or a musician perform on stage for a relatively short amount of time, you can be sure that this person needed months and months of preparation. So it is the Havdil, can we say, when it comes to the Shevet Levi and its role in the Beis HaMikdash. True growth needs to be cultivated and nurtured carefully and consistently. Much of this isn't accomplished in the spotlight, but rather behind the scenes. And during times when it might seem easier to just sit back and let the time pass. The choices that we make when we are faced with what we typically refer to as downtime are indicative of our deepest values. They define who we are today, and they help to shape who we will become tomorrow. I was listening this morning to a recording of Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zechonu Bracha, and he spoke about that analogy of the word zman, and he connected it to the idea of hazmana, meaning to designate and to prepare, like the Gemara says, hazmana nosi, hazmana lav nosi. And so Moshe Shapiro Zatzal explains in his typically profound fashion that within the dimension of time, each moment serves in some way to be mazmin, to set up, to designate what is coming next. Klal Yisrael, at the threshold of Yitzias Mitzrayim, were given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, because the milestone event of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a catalyst to define the course of history for Klal Yisrael and for the world at large. The Pasuk tells us in Iyov, Adam la'amel yulat, man is born to work. The Gemara applies this Pasuk to the realm of Ruchnius, to Divrei Torah. Amal in Torah is a part of life, and it is what makes life worth living. As the Gemara tells us, Ashrei mi sha'amal lo v'Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, and Doras Moshe, in this parasha, Parshas Korach, notes that the Amal in Torah is unlike the effort that we exert for mili di alma, for matters of the world. There, the toil is just a means to an end, something necessary, but which we'd rather do without. The eye is on the prize. The effort to get there is not necessarily enjoyable, it's not necessarily fun at all. However, in the toil of Torah, there is joy and fulfillment. Based on this, says Rav Moshe, we find in Parshas Korach that Aaron's staff contained not just the shkevim, the finished fruit, but also vayotzei terach, vayotzei tzitz, vayotzei terach, vayotzei tzitz, vayotzei moshkevim, also the tzitzim and the parachim, the preliminary stages of the budding that preceded the emergence of the actual peri. Why did Aaron merit to be the Kohen Gadol? Says Rav Moshe, shekol masav shel Aaron, the kol amalo v'igiyasa v'ohaya b'hem shum davar larik. Because everything that Aaron did was purposeful. And Rav Moshe concludes, he says, v'chein yesh rios l'chol lomdei Torah, shegam amalam v'kol masehem, shemeviyim lidei limud, b'kiyam amitfos yaosim, שישו קורם ציצים ופרחים גם כן יהיו כיום מן העולם. No amo is lost. The amo remains forever. Even the prachim, those buds that preceded the fruit, that was there on the stick, on the staff of Aaron. The image of a vacation stirs up in a popular mind an image of someone lounging around on a hammock in a desert island without a care in the world, with nothing to do. That's not consistent with the Torah's vision. We bless a chasen v'kala that they experience a bliss that's reminiscent of Adam v'chava in Gan Eden. Kesamechacha yitzircha v'gan Eden mikedem. Now, how does the Torah define that reality? In Parshas Bereishis, v'yikach Hashem elokim es ha'adam, v'yanicheu v'gan Eden, for what purpose? La'avdo l'shamra. Adam HaRishon had a mandate in Gan Eden, a sense of purpose. Adam l'amel yulad. Chazal have many interpretations in the Medrash of l'avdo l'shamra. All kinds of ruchnius endeavors, karbanos, all kinds of inyanim, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. But it was for a purpose. It wasn't just bliss in the way that people imagine. During Bein Hazmanim, the amal might take a different form, but we should still recognize that our mandate of amelus v'torah and the joy that comes along with it has not changed. All of the ideas that we've shared tonight should inform us as we prepare for a period of vacation. So first of all, let's reaffirm the message of the Rashi that we began with the end of Parashat Shlach. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is repeated a second time in the Pasuk. The stakes involved in our observance of Torah are never suspended. There's no way to opt out. At all times, in all places, wherever we may find ourselves, we have a responsibility to live in accordance with the standards set by the Torah and be a source of Kiddush Hashem. As we enter Bein Hazmanim mode, let us do our best to keep these principles in mind, to truly utilize this time to its fullest as a source of growth, to embrace the opportunities and benefits that come with being able to recharge our batteries, to seize opportunities of chesed and the like, to give ourselves the mental space, the hizbonen, bein parsha l'parsha, bein inyan l'inyan, to chazer what we've learned, to lock in whatever strides we've made in ruchnius throughout the year, to appreciate the gift of time and the secret of the word zman, how every minute can generate momentum for continued growth in the future, how the ability of each member of Shevet Levi to perform at his best for 2 days in the year was dependent on the steady behind-the-scenes growth of the rest of the year. So too, we should use our time wisely so that we can achieve our fullest potential in Avodas Hashem. And finally, to also remember the importance of Amelus Batorah, to be cognizant of Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal's insight as to why the Mat of Aaron contained not only the fruit, but also the buds, and to realize that our struggle in Torah provides the greatest source of joy in life, Ashrei Mi Shamola Batorah. May we all have a meaningful and productive summer, one that is spiritually nourishing and ruchnius, as well as physically relaxing, and one which propels us to a higher rung in the ladder of Avodas Hashem.